Saga Egmont presents Cowboy Strong by Stacy Finns, read by Dawn Adams. Chapter 1. It was midday, and Sawyer Dalton desperately needed a shower and 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. He'd caught a red-eye from Heathrow to Sacramento after a 4-day journalism conference where he'd spent his nights drinking and telling war stories into the wee hours of the morning. As he pulled past the ranch gate, his chest gave a little kick, like it always did. 500 acres of the most pristine land in the Sierra foothills. Okay, he was biased, but Dry Creek Ranch, a working cow-calf operation, had been in his family for 4 generations. On a clear day, you could see all the way to Banner Mountain, and the green grassy hills rippled through the valley like a storybook version of the countryside. A series of gable barns, worn and weathered, dotted the landscape, their roof lines often hidden in the tall pines. Now, the ranch belonged to Sawyer and his 2 cousins, Jace and Cash, an inheritance from his late grandfather. And while the ranch had fallen into disrepair, Sawyer and his cousins had big plans to someday restore the place to its former glory. They just had to keep from losing it first. He didn't bother with the garage, just parked his Range Rover in his driveway. Slinging his duffel strap over his arm, he climbed the stairs to his apartment. It had once been the hayloft of an old livestock barn. He'd hired a San Francisco architect to convert it into 2,000 square feet of kick-ass, mostly open living space with lots of windows, open-beam ceilings, and modern amenities. The bottom had been turned into a garage and workspace while still preserving the barn's rustic charm. When he wasn't traveling for work, which was all the time, the ranch and the loft were home sweet home. He made it to the top of the stairs and tripped over a pile of luggage on the landing. Louis Vuitton. Not his. He'd be the laughingstock of the press corps, and sure the hell not his cousins. None of them owned anything remotely designerish, unless you counted Levi's and Stetson. Besides, Cash and Jace both had their own homes on the ranch.
Hello?
He craned his neck around the corner to find the house empty. Someone, however, had left a pile of dishes in the sink and cooking accoutrement all over the counter. It wasn't like Cash or Jace, or their women, to lend out Sawyer's house without permission. Yet there were people camping here, and they weren't cleaning up after themselves. He supposed the mystery would soon solve itself when whoever it was returned to claim the luggage. Unable to keep his eyes open, he headed to his bedroom, dropping his duffel on the floor. On his way to the bathroom, he dragged his t-shirt over his head, tossing it somewhere in the vicinity of the hamper. Next, he went to work on his belt, looking forward to cranking up all 6 jets in his walk-in shower. The water pressure in his London hotel had sucked.
Who are you?
He jumped at the voice, then whipped his head around to find a woman sitting in his bed with her legs drawn up and a laptop perched on her knees. She looked vaguely familiar, but not familiar enough to be in his bedroom. Yep, apparently he'd missed the memo that his home had been turned into an Airbnb in his absence.
I'll ask you the same, he said. And since this is my house, you go first.
She flicked her gaze at his bare chest, then went back to studying her laptop. You must be Wendy's son, she said, distracted by whatever was on her screen. She's been trying to reach you. Ah, his mother. Why she'd sent a complete stranger to his apartment was beyond anyone's guess.
I've been on an airplane for the last 14 hours.
That's probably why she couldn't reach you.
She tapped the space bar on her keyboard, completely absorbed in whatever she was looking at.
She said you'd be gone a while and it would be okay if I stayed here.
She did she? Well, I'm home now, so that obviously won't work.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what she said.
I saw a big house on my way in. Can't you stay there?
The question threw him for a second.